Hello and welcome to Knit Spirit. I'm your host, Ivy Reisner, and this is episode 81, Increases and Decreases. And this has been one of those weeks where I am truly glad that I have my knitting, because everything has just been the good kind of stress and the weird kind of stress, but just having my knitting to calm me has been really amazing. I've been involved in attending the Muse Online Writers Workshop. And if you're a writer and you're interested, it's musewritersworkshop.com. It's an annual online workshop. It's really fantastic. And a lot of editors and agents and the like attend, and you get a chance to pitch to them. I was able to get into one pitch session, and an editor asked for a partial of my novel, which has me really excited. So that was a good stress. And then I was putting together an outline and looking over the story one more time before I sent it in. And now it's in, so I should hear in about a month. But it was exciting. And the other sort of just weird stress was at work. I have a client that I've been twittering about. I'm calling her crazy client. She will call me up, say at about 11 o'clock, and she'll say, "Can I call you at 2 o'clock? Okay. Can I call you in 3 hours? Yeah. Can I call you early this afternoon? So I can call you at 15 to 17 versions of this question. Then she tells me that our project manager, who probably knows less about computers than my cat, has fixed her computer surreptitiously in the night. He broke in and repaired it. Then she said that our sales representative, who knows quite a bit more about computers, granted, than our project manager, but still, our sales representative has, at a distance, repaired her computer via an electromagnetic pulse. This woman's a little nuts. So she gets on the phone with me and she starts talking about how our project manager is trying to make her look bad by secretly fixing the bugs. And I'm sitting there knitting a sock and trying to reassure her, no, no one's been breaking into the computers. I promise we don't. That's actually illegal. We don't do that. And I've got a sock almost done that is at a very tight gauge because of how this week has been going. And I've got that Skynet shawl just about done. And I'm loving the way it's coming out. I can't wait till the next knit along with the unique sheep. This is just so much fun. I love the design on this one. And I'm absolutely in love with the yarn. I have the yarn for the next one. I went with the green sheep fingering. And it is so soft. It's going to be so perfect for a shawl. And just one last bit for the writing part. If anyone is interested, I do have a writing podcast at thewritingcast.com and the link's in the sidebar for the Knit Spirit website. And I'm going to be doing a special podcast for NaNoWriMo called NanoBytes, and that's at nanobytes.thewritingcast.com. I learned something really interesting at the conference. We were talking about NaNoWriMo. That's that month-long novel writing challenge. And somebody said that when you're doing something repetitive with your hands, like typing or like knitting, if you wear fingerless gloves, it can help protect your wrist from carpal tunnel because it keeps your wrists warm, and that assists with a healthy blood flow. I thought that was really interesting, and yet another reason why it's cool to knit fingerless gloves. I love fingerless gloves. I wanted to discuss increases and decreases this time, and when you choose each kind. I'm pretty bad. I rarely ever use the increase or decrease method suggested by the pattern. I always just go with the one I like best. Increases. You've got the yarn over. That's only used for lace, or pretty exclusively used for lace. Sometimes for buttonholes. And it gives an obvious hole in the work. It's a design element. Knit into the front and the back of the stitch. That gives a purl bump. And it's really good for an increase in ribbing if you put it right as the knit transitions to the purl, work into that final knit stitch. It makes a nearly invisible increase for ribbing. The lifted bar increase, that's when you lift the bar between the two stitches and then knit into it. That gives a smaller hole. It's more subtle, and it's a good substitute for the yarn over. If you want a smaller hole, you don't yarn over. And then the next round, you can just do a lifted increase, and it's a little bit smaller. You can do a lifted increase twisting the stitch, and that is less visible than the lifted increase, but it does give that little diagonal line in the increase, and that can make a cute design element. It's being used in a sock that I'm working on right now, and it's kind of pretty. Makes almost a staircase going up the gusset of the sock. It's a toe-up sock, by the way. you can do a make one left-leaning increase. And that's when you pick the purl bump of the stitch below the stitch you're about to work. Pick that up, put it on the needle, and then work into it. And then continue onward. And that is nearly invisible. The make one right is a little bit harder. What you do is you knit the stitch. Then you go, not the stitch you just created, but the stitch below, the one that you had just knit into. You pick the purl bump up of that, so it's two rows down. You put that on the left-hand needle, and you work into that. And that's also a nearly invisible right-leaning increase. You can just cast on to increase, and that's good at the edges, and that's also a really good way to make buttonholes. The way I like to make buttonholes is I cast off, and then I cast on again. I think that gives her a really smooth edge, and it's really nice. I use the knit-on cast-on, and if I want it to be really tight, I'll use the cable cast-on. For decreases, we've got slip-slip-knit, which is a left-leaning decrease, and we've got knit-two together, which is a right-leaning decrease. Both of those are the most common, and there's a good trick for remembering which is which. If you look at the second character, slip-slip-knit, the second one is the S, and the bar in the S leans to the left. If you look at knit two together, the two, the bar on the two leans to the right. It matches the decreases perfectly. For slip, slip, knit, you can also slip the first stitch as to knit, slip the second stitch as to purl, and then knit them together. And this lay is just a little bit nicer. It's worth a try. You can slip one stitch, knit the next stitch, and pass the slip stitch over. That leans you to the left. I think that's a little more visible than slip, slip, knit, and certainly more visible than slip. One is to knit, one is to purl, and knit them together. You can knit a stitch, slip it back onto the left-hand needle, pass the next stitch over it, and then return it back to the right-hand needle. It's a right-leaning decrease that is kind of fiddly, and I don't like doing it. Knit two together, to me, looks nicer as well. You can knit two together through the back loop, and that gives a sort of a twisted, almost a braided look. It's a left-leaning decrease. And it's very pronounced. It's very pretty. You can do it on the edging if you wanted it as a design effect, but you don't want to do that as an invisible decrease. For double decreases, you've got knit three together, decreases you to the right. You've got slip one, knit two together, pass the slip stitch over, and that decreases you to the left. You've got slip, 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 knit, and that decreases you to the left. Of the two, I like slip one, knit two together, pass the slip stitch over better. I think it looks a little bit nicer. It lays a little bit flatter. You've got knit two together, slip the stitch back to the left-hand needle, pass the next stitch over it, and then return the stitch back to the right-hand needle. That's fiddly. That's a right-leaning decrease. That's not one of my favorites. And as I said, for buttonholes, I just cast off. That's a fine decrease. It's also good at edges. You can also do it in the middle or right at the edge for sleeves for a kind of designer effect. It leaves a bit of a hole when you close over it. I'd say the hole almost looks triangular. It's really pretty, and I've used it for effect in a couple of sweaters, and it's really kind of, it's nice. Certainly worth giving a try to once. In lace, you want to lean your decreases away from your yarn over to make the yarn over hole seem larger, or towards the yarn over to decrease it. I prefer larger openings in lace, so I always lean away. But if you ever hit a lace pattern where you want to just shrink it a little bit, just make that change. Oh, and for a really tight double decrease, what you can do is you can slip two stitches, then pass the first over the second, then pass that back, and pass the new stitch over. Now work the stitch normal, and you'll have a really tight, almost a bobbly sort of a decrease going on there. It's good if you want a tremendous amount of stability at a point. And if I ever have to do a double decrease towards the toe portion of a sock for any reason, if that's showing up in the lace, then that's the one I'm going to go to just because it is so firm and so strong. So that should wrap us up for this time. Until next time, be blessed and keep knitting.